This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Remember sea monkeys, skillfully portrayed in their little ocean zoo with crown-like heads and a medieval castle in the background? These Instapets are still around, and so are ant farms for kids. Commentator Shane Fernando describes his childhood experience with the latter back in the glorious days of mail order.
I flipped through the back pages of my Superman comic book, my 7-year-old eyes gazing at the many mail order treasures, advertisements for magic trick sets, practical jokes, and even the opportunity to order an instruction book on how to build your very own hovercraft from your family's vacuum cleaner. And then I discovered an ad I hadn't noticed before, an Uncle Milton giant ant farm. I saw a cartoon boy and girl gazing in amazement at the green grass plastic-framed ant farm, eyes like saucers. Little ants walked around on the above-ground portion, wearing straw farmer hats and carrying pitchforks next to a windmill and barn, a la sea monkeys, who are usually pictured in crowns. Below ground was the vast tunnel network with many rooms and ants carrying their boulders. I cut out the ad, went to my mom, and we ordered. That the ant farm was on its way was thrill enough, but the mystery and wonder of how the ants would be delivered was of utter amazement to my imaginative mind. Would they come in a small box with little compartments or rooms? Would they already be in the ant farm? Would Uncle Milton himself pull up to the house and drop them off personally? I had always been fascinated with ants. How are they so strong? How do they communicate and work together on such massive projects and digging tunnels and building their underground home? Do they really wear straw hats? The ant farm arrived first, and I assembled it, added the sand mixed with water as prescribed, and waited and waited and waited. It seemed like I would be an old and ancient age of 16 before they would finally get here. But one day, not long after, I got home from school and a medium-sized manila padded envelope was waiting in the mailbox. On the outside read, "Caution, handle with care. Live ants enclosed." I placed the ant farm on the kitchen table, my mom steadying the ant farm as my younger brother looked up from below. I tore the envelope open, reached in to find a test tube-looking rubber vial. Inside crawled dozens of manic ants. A paper tag instructed us to place the vial in the refrigerator for 15 minutes to calm them so it would be easier to release them into the farm. Ugh, more waiting. But the time finally arrived, and the ants began building their tunnels and rooms, storing food that we placed in rooms deep below, and building tall hills from sand removed from below. They worked around the clock building a fascinating underground city. Unfortunately, not one ant was seen wearing a straw farmer hat. Apparently, their hat boxes lost in the mail.
Commentator Shane Fernando is director of the Wilson Center at Cape Fear Community College. He's currently directing the one-man show Buyer and Seller for Cube Theater at Thalian Hall. WHQR commentaries don't necessarily reflect the views of WHQR Radio, its editorial staff, or its members. Find this commentary and other communique stories at WHQR.org.